Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting of the WPCA committee month of June for 6:35 to order. Once again, the Pledge of Allegiance, if you would. I pledge allegiance to the
Allegiance
flag
to the
of the
flag
United
of the
States of
United States of
America
America,
and
to
to
the
the republic
Republic
to which it
which
stands,
stands, indivisible,
one
one nation,
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible.
indivisible, with
Just
liberty
admitting
and justice
justice
for
for
all.
all. Thank you. And again, the roll call. I am present, Mr. Miani, for this meeting.
Here.
Present. And Mr. Curtis.
Where is it?
And Ms. Strickland.
Present.
Present. This record should show all members are here. We have no technically addition, deletions, corrections, or adoptions of the agenda. Moving on to item number five, public portion. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak?
Yes. Barbara
Ms.
Divas.
And your home address, Ms. Barbara?
22 O'Sullivan Road in Derby.
Okay, Ms. Barbara, you're on. What would you like to ta chat with us about?
Back in April last year, last summer, my lawn got hit with a horrible fungus, destroyed the whole lawn. I couldn't do anything last year because of the bad season that we had. So came mid-April, it was time to replant the lawn. The company came in, did the whole lawn, told me that to have patience. It was going to take 6 to 8 weeks before the seed would germinate due to the fact that it was a very slow-growing seed. So I was out there every single day watering my lawn since the middle of April. Every single day. I was so thankful whatever rained. Finally, what came up was weeds like you wouldn't believe. Well, needless to say, I'm furious. I called everybody up, get up here, what's going on with my lawn? They came up, they took pictures, they did everything. They tried killing the weeds, which did not work because these weeds, I don't know, they just don't want to die. They finally replanted my lawn again Monday or Tuesday. Again, I have to go through the same thing, watering, watering, watering to get those seeds to germinate. Again, it's going to take weeks. Charlie, the reason why I'm telling you all this is because I'm using all this water day after day, and it's not going into the sewer, it's going into my ground, hopefully. 2, 3 years ago, I had my house painted, and I used over 3,500 gallons of water, which was verified by the RWA. They sent me charts and everything else of my water usage during showing the peaks of when I was actually out there water when the guys were actually washing down my house. After I talked to Jack Walsh about it, he told me that I should apply before the billing comes out, not after the fact. So that's why I'm here speaking this evening.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is what we're going to do, Barbara. I am going to I will give you a call tomorrow, and I'll step you through it. What I'd like to have you do is put into writing for this committee a request for an abatement of the water use fees. Okay, the sewer, I'm sorry, sewer use fees. We don't
Wait
control
a
the
minute, wait a minute.
water.
Go back. Charlie, go back. You want me to do a letter on what? Do an abatement?
Yeah, I will explain this all to you tomorrow, but if you'd like to get some type of an abatement on your sewer use fees,
Yeah.
I will help you put that letter together so you can submit it to this committee. Unfortunately, I don't make the decisions and it would have to come before this committee to be discussed.
Absolutely.
All right. So
All right.
I will give you a call. Let me make sure tomorrow I don't have any physical therapy. I am good tomorrow. So I will say around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll call you, Barbara. and I'll tell you what you need to put into the letter. And
Okay.
then we'll have the,
Where is this letter supposed to be sent to?
well, I'm going to have you send it to City Hall, but I'll pick it up there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Or I'll have Mr.
Any
Abel pick it
particular
up for you.
office? Any particular?
Ed, what's the mail-in address for the WPCA?
We still use 1 Elizabeth Street, but
One.
I've been to Miss Barbara's house quite a few times, so I would have no problem going there and picking it up for you.
Oh, thank you. You're the guy that lets me look down the sewer hole.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't recognize the name. Okay, Elizabeth Street at the so send it to your office at the WPCA.
Yeah.
Okay, and I will be expecting a phone call from you tomorrow, Charlie.
Yeah, just after 9 o'clock. Gotta let me get up and stretch my leg a little and put some ice on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All
You take
right,
care of
there.
that. All right. Thank
We'll
you
give it
so
a
much for
shot.
all this, guys.
You got it,
And
Barbara.
Mary. Thank you.
All right. Is there
Am
anybody
I
else from?
allowed?
Yeah, you're all set. You're all set there.
I can hang up now.
You can if you'd wish. Otherwise, you could stick around with us. We're always happy to have a friendly face.
Okay, I'll hang out for a while.
All
But
right. Is
thank you
anybody else?
again.
No problem. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? And we'll do last time. Anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, I will close the public portion. Item six, the minutes. We will have those hopefully shortly. Item seven, Weston and Sampson monthly engineering report. Let me switch my screens here real quick, Mr. Tedeschi, for you.
How's everybody
Because
doing?
I know you need notes there, Bob, so.
I got it up on my screen at home as well, so I could read from that, but either way.
All right. Well, you should see it on your screen now too.
Perfect. Yep. Okay, so first project is the II removal, phase six. The work has been completed, but there are still punch list items. We've been trying to schedule National Water Main Cleaning Company to address some of the manhole work that so we'll continue on that. Phase seven, I know this is an agenda item under new business, but we're thinking that phase seven would be to address the concerns with the gravity sewers on Ashwood Terrace. We can talk about that under item 12. The NPDES permit renewal, I don't believe, Ed, you got a renewed permit yet. Even though it's over 2 years since we submitted, but I think they're waiting for some direction on PFAS and how that's going to be addressed. So God knows when that's going to be finalized by the state. The aeration blowers, they're operating well. We did get comments back from their third party reviewer. We replied to all their comments, and now we're just waiting for final approval of the grant from UI. So once I hear about approval, I'm gonna let everybody know. The siphon repair, or the Naugatuck River siphon repair, not repair. it's a replacement that's ongoing. Not much due to report on that project. The wastewater treatment plant upgrade. DPC was the consultant that the selection committee selected. We negotiated an agreement. That agreement was voted upon and approved by the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen last week on June 11. I've traded emails with the attorney. As soon as I get the contract signed by the mayor, I haven't gotten it yet, but he's been authorized to sign it. So as soon as I get it, I'll definitely send it to DPC and start scheduling. We have a meeting next week with Ed and his team to do one final review of all the documents and prep for the VE. So we're gonna go over the basis of the design report, and the drawings, and get and set an agenda for what we want to talk about for the value engineering session. And it's in general did help a little with the Seymour Ave siphon damage. I guess that's another topic. So
Thank you.
that's it.
Thank you, sir. Do I have any questions for our engineer in regards to their report?
No, sir.
All set. We'll move into the next item, which is once again an invoice from Weston and Sampson. This invoice is the City Derby WPCA Waste Treatment Plant upgrades. Hence, this will be coming out of the bond funds. Just want to go over where we're at with this invoice there, Bob.
Yeah, we're about halfway done with the project, and this month is prepping for the value engineering, finalizing or just continuing to update the drawings to get them as best shape as we can without going too far before the VE, so that they have a good set of preliminary drawings to comment upon. So we have a set of, I don't know, 150 drawings, a report. So
So you want your money. Is that what you're saying?
I guess.
All right.
Not?
I gotta make a motion that we pay Weston Sampson invoice number 26060790 in the amount of $53,000 from the bond fund. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Do I have any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any
Aye.
opposed? Hearing none. So moved. We will next jump to you and hang on one second. We're going to jump to the superintendent's report, Mr. Abel.
Good evening, all. In the collection system in May of 2026, we responded to a total of 52 call before you dig tickets with 4 emergency tickets. We also responded to a total of 4 after hours callouts. For the plant in May of 2026, we had an average daily flow of 1.79 million gallons a day, with a total flow for the month of 55.38 million gallons a day and a max daily flow of 2.78 million gallons per day. The average total nitrogen was 77.5. Permit limit is 71, which brings our, it actually came down from last month, so our annual average is down from 110 to 103 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 4 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids is 2 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3. Maintenance around the plant. Repaired broken pipe for the plant foam sprayers that is now back in service. Replaced bearing for the plant water pump that is now back in service. We prepped the plant Godwin pump to assist in the Route 8 mechanical bypass pumping. And we also had quarterly calibrations performed on all of our gas meters. In general, we had an average percent solids with the new press of 22.2%. We're continuing to work with FEMA, DEEP, CTDOT, and Metro North for all the proper permits for the East Derby siphon repair. Vactor truck was still at Tracy's when I wrote this report. We now have it back and happy to report that the Route 8 force main brake has been repaired and is fully operational again.
Very nice. Do I have any questions for the superintendent, Mr. Abel? The Vacta truck is also another item down below. Update. Do we need to go over anything more with this, Mr. Abel? Because I didn't see anything in the packet in regards to it.
I was just going to inform everyone what was going on with it. I could do that now, or we could discuss it later on the agenda, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, we'll just go over it on the agenda in case something else comes up. We'll just keep with the line items.
Okay.
Very good, thank you. I do not see Mr. Hall on with us tonight. So the check register is in the packet. If anybody has any questions on that, I will make sure I get back to him on it. Personally, I didn't see anything that jumped out except for the coffee refund. I don't know. We get a coffee refund, Ed? We traded some coffee in.
We should be getting a refund because something was screwed up with that, that's for sure.
All right. Does anybody else have any other questions in regards to the check voucher system?
No.
All right. Before we get to that, let me just jump back to here. So under old business, we had the Derby Railroad Station bill waiver adjustment. Did we get any more information on that? I know that we were trying to look into the numbers and the timing on it.
I have not received any information. I don't know if Mr. Hall did.
Kevin, do you want to just chime in here? I know that you were involved in this. Where we.
I thought last time we left it, it was going to be reviewed to see what the average usage was over the past couple of years, and
Yeah,
that.
Ed, that's what I thought too. So Ed, we need to look at if we can get the numbers for I would say the last 2 fiscal years, just to see an average prior to this pipe break that they had.
I'll have to get those from Brian.
Yeah, Brian's not
I
here
have
tonight,
like
so
the
I don't.
past year or so, and it was all the minimum charge. I can get some of them over to you, but like I said, last time, the accounts actually weren't in the state's name. They were in the city's name until beginning of last year.
Yeah,
So
Kevin.
I don't really have anything beyond that.
Mr. Hall was going to look at that for us and get back to us, but unfortunately he's not on the meeting tonight. So we'll have to string you along for another month.
Okay.
If you unfortunately. But Mr. Abel, if you just keep that on your the prompt list with Mr. Hall the next time you run into him, I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'll send them an email right after this meeting is over.
Excellent. Yeah, so we will look at the numbers of the last couple of years. We'll figure out something that's amenable to both parties here. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks.
So a little bit more on the Route 8 main break. I'll just give you my 2 cents. I don't want to talk too much about it because right now it's in the attorney's hands for the city, and I'm sure that we'll be working something out. But as everybody was aware from last meeting, hopefully, they are working on Route 8. And when they were digging up the current Jersey barrier system that runs between the northbound and the southbound lane, they did hit one of our forest mains. It started to leak. And then when it actually pressurized itself, it started to leak even more. We were made aware of it the following day. A temporary patch was tried to be put on by the company that actually was doing the work on Route 8. Make a long story short, we did have a meeting between CDOT, Connecticut DOT, and the company who was actually doing the construction out there, and our city attorney, the mayor, and several people who were here. We're just trying to number one, fix it. And Mr. Abel did say that it was fixed. We did bring a company in at our expense to fix it. The bills from that, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Abel, are probably going to be somewhere in the area of 150 to 200,000.
A little bit
But
more than that. I think the bypass pumping was around 125,000, and then another 120 to 50,000 for the actual repairs itself.
so we've turned all the information over to the town's attorney, and we are working with them to see what sort of agreement we could come to for this issue happening. I will say that the sewer line itself was on the drawings that the company had, who was doing the work on Route 8. There were some issues with call before you dig. So we learned a little lesson. They're learning a big lesson. And the city's attorney, when I have more from the city attorney that I can release, I will. Under new business, and we're going to hit a couple of the big ones. Number 12A, the 2026-2027 WPCA budget. So obviously over the last 2 months we've gone over the budget. It is decreased in the operational end a little bit. It is increase in the salary end by a 2.5%, which we are mandated through our bargaining agreement for the workers. But overall, we're looking to stay a pretty flat budget, with very little changes in the way we're doing business. I want to say Mr. Hall isn't available tonight, but I do want to thank him for all the hard work he did and the reports he put together and the spreadsheets that went around that were updated to the end of May with the or April, end of April with the budget figures of what we've taken in and what we've expended year to date. Having said that, I'm going to make a motion that we adopt the 26-27 budget with no changes to sewer use fee as it's calculated today or the capital fee rates. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Do I have any discussion on this? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No, none heard. The motion carries. The second item on the new business is we started this last year with our budget, and we're going to try to continue it this year, is to move $200,000 from fiscal year 25-26 into a capital reserve fund. We have outlined that our Vactor truck, which is going to cost us $1 million in the near future, is going to have to be replaced. We're trying to use funding that we didn't use out of the last budget, out of certain line items, combine them together, and move $200,000 into that capital reserve, which will continue rolling over each year as we go forward in the anticipation of having to replace this million-dollar truck. So I would entertain a motion to approve a transfer of $200,000 from the fiscal year 25-26 budget to the WPCA non-lapsing capital fund. Would anybody like to make that motion?
Oh, I will make that motion.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Do I have any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. Next item on the agenda, we already discussed about the value engineering services. So I won't take up your time, but Mr. Tedeschi, on Monday, I will go down and speak to the mayor and see if we can't get that contract in hand.
That'll be great. I did talk to Rich today, and he said he was going to look into it, the city attorney. So I just need a
Okay.
PDF of it, and hopefully I'll get it tomorrow. But we'll see.
Yeah, not a major, busy man, busy man. But I'll shoot down there. Well, I'll hop down there as long as I'm driving, and I'll go up to his office and I'll just ask him we can't get that, and I'll get it back to you as soon as possible. So the next item on the agenda, actually, I'm just going to kind of swap here. Ed, I'm going to go skip over to phase seven of the I&I rehabilitation. I'm just going to go to the Vactor truck update. If you just want to give us a better idea, Mr. Abel, of what's going on with that.
Sure. So what was happening is about 2 months ago at this point, we were starting to have issues with the Vactor truck. The recirculation light kept coming on for the DEF system. So we brought it in the Tracy's. They told us that there was sediment and algae that was built up in the gas tank in the DEF system, the recirculation system. So all of that had to get replaced. When they got new parts for it, put everything in, they would run it, and the exact same thing would keep happening. So we just got it back last week again after about 2 months. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. One of the parts that they did replace was bad out of the box, so they weren't able to figure out what was going on. However, the city uses what's called off-road or agricultural diesel that they share with the city of Shelton. All of the new parts that we have for the truck are fully warrantied, with the exception of you cannot use off-road or agricultural diesel because it is known for accumulating condensation, sediments, and black algae in the tank because it's not circulated as often as regular diesel is. So we talked to Brian Hall last week, and we're trying to get a gasoline tax exemption card so that way we can get diesel for the Vactor truck at any gas station rather than the ones that we're using now that use this red diesel.
Excellent. And I actually just did get a notice from actually it was Ford Motor Company that I read about the green diesel, red diesel, and educated myself on what you're exactly talking about. I'm sure Mr. Curtis runs into the same issue up where he is, unless they continue to use the goods, the green stuff, the good stuff. But there is an issue, like Mr. Abel said, with engines being built, diesel engines being built to utilize specific type of diesel fuels. So this is not new to us. When we entered into a an agreement with initially, I believe it was Ansonia, till that one came through, and then we moved over to Shelton. Shelton does use the red diesel, which is, as Mr. Abel pointed out, not good for our diesel trucks. So hopefully Mr. Hall could come through with the tax exempt issue there for the diesel, and then we can purchase it where we can. Only if, hopefully, Mr. Abel, we can keep it down to probably one and a second backup gas station once you've identified that. But Mr. Curtis, you come across anything like that?
No, I know our stuff is treated. I don't even know what they call the diesel up there, but I know if I'm actually going to look into it because all of our generators, all of our equipment is off the same tank for the highway, for the road diesel fuel. This is kind of new to me. I'm just thinking of the rest of the city. What are we doing about fire trucks that are sitting, in the bays and all the other equipment that doesn't run, especially our, like I say, our generators.
Yeah, that is a good question. I have not talked to the mayor about this. I do, when I go in on Monday, I will talk to him. I actually had a mechanic friend of mine give me this information 2 weeks ago when I was doing some work at his shop. And he said, he knows for a fact that Shelton uses the red diesel and that these are the issues that he's coming across with a lot of the diesel work that he's been doing. So I will talk to the mayor. And let him know this is probably going to be a bigger problem than just WPCA.
Yeah, I mean, we put an ad of it in of our tank up there, but it covers the whole town and we have no issues. But I don't think it's the red diesel. I think it's a clear diesel. I always thought the color had to do with what you taxed and what you didn't tax.
Yeah, I know the red stuff is cheaper than the normal group, what they call the green diesel. But that's why I think everybody's using it, but I don't think they have grasped yet the long-term effects of it. All right, Mr. Abel, anything else on that?
No, sir.
All right, we're going to jump back to Mr. Tedeschi for the phase 7 I&I remote mitigation. So Mr. Tedeschi, if you just want to explain what this phase 7 is.
This is a little bit of background, and maybe Ed can add to it as well. The collection system on Ashwood Terrace, there's 550 feet of gravity sewer. There's been some discrepancy over the past several months as to who owns that. And I don't have all the details of it, but I believe it was considered a private lateral, but it's the city should have a gravity sewer up the Ashwood Terrace. There's like a dozen homes that connected to this sewer. I think it's 6-inch pipe that's and some portions are cracked. I think the Ed and his team have tried to TV the line, have found the defects, not even allowing them to be able to inspect the sewer. So it's in need of a replacement and brought up to speed to WPCA standards. So, and if it's in such condition that it is reported to be, then I'm sure it's leaking. I mean, we haven't can't quantify it yet, but so this is basically a sewer replacement project. It's correct me if I'm wrong, Ed. This is probably the most important part of your collection system that needs repair.
Absolutely.
So we figured we'd put this under seven, under task order seven, phase seven, to get both credit for II removal and repairing your collection system. And we've done the other phases as well, had repairs to the collection system that were damaged. And so that's the background. There's a 550 feet of 6-inch gravity. We need to put 8-inch PVC gravity sewer there. It'll tie into Route 34. So the in order to design the new sewers, we'll have to get a survey. So we'll have a surveyor. Then we'll design it according to TR16 standards. We'll connect everybody into the new gravity sewer. We'll develop construction documents for and then publish that through the city's purchasing portal. So there's design phase. We're going to coordinate with DOT. We have to get permit there. We'll submit drawings at 75%, 90, even 100% to get everybody's input on the drawings and specifications. Advertise for bid, and then during construction, we'll review shop drawings, pay applications, RFIs, periodic site visits, and then since it's a gravity sewer, we're budgeting about 4 weeks of inspection time, because you have to watch the pipe being installed. So we have a budget there for inspection, and then as-built drawings, make sure we have good records at the end of the project that it was done, and then we'll update the GIS with this information. So that's the budget there. Surveys, $7,500 to get a surveyor and get the base mapping. It's design effort. It's not a big effort on our part to get this design done, and then bid phase services, construction admin, like I said, inspection. We're budgeting 160 hours at a $130 rate. So that's the proposal. I don't know, Ed, if you want to, did I miss anything out? Did I miss anything? Or
No, other than the fact that I we were in I did mention it a few months back in one of the meetings. It went all the way up to Corporation Council because we believed this line for a long time to be a private lateral to the homeowner that lives all the way at the end of the cul-de-sac, and then other people were tying into his private lateral. And that's where it stood. Even talking with Corporation Counsel, after all the documentation that we provided, he believed the exact, or he came to the same conclusion that it was a private lateral. It wasn't ours. And then because some of the people at the WPCA are very good at what they do, they found a document from, I believe it was 1999, WPCA board meeting with the previous superintendent stating that this was a known problem that the city was looking to correct, which at that point had to bring that to Corporation Council, who stated it looks like it is now officially ours line. So due to that one document, everything changed. There's multiple breaks in the line. The GIS system indicated that there were three manholes. We were never able to find any of them. So we want to get this corrected as quickly as possible.
And I ask one question that you probably already have it covered. Was there ever any kind of easements for that, or was that just kind of like put it in on the weekend and type of deal? You know, was there any legal agreement there? Because I don't think that's considered a city street all the way to the top. So wouldn't we have to pursue easements, not only a construction easement, but a permanent easement?
I don't know. I know we looked into the easements before. I believe there was one or two of them. I'll have to go back in records to take a look.
I would definitely cover for the future, you know, cover that to make sure there is an easement. Because, like I say, I don't think that's an approved road. Only because I remember when you were saying 1999, would we had a water issue there, and I can't remember how it ended, but it was the same thing. We were looking for a water main, and there wasn't one. It was like a 1-inch line that went up the hill to fed everybody.
Yes, sir.
But I think, you know, just to protect the city in the future, we probably should file for some sort of an easement
Do we
if
have
necessary.
record? Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to ask a question there. Do we have any record as to who installed the line? I was a paper boy on that street in the 50s, early 50s. And that street, if I'm not mistaken, there was a, I believe it was Yoker Construction. There must be records somewhere and who put those houses in, because then they just tie it into the sewer line. It almost sounds like it's the equivalent to someone having a septic system or a cesspool, and a line, city line goes by, and to connect on it, you'd have to tie into the city to be an assessment. But I don't know. I don't know. Looks like this was covered over back in the 50s.
I have the
And
I have this I'm sorry. I have the sort of GIS, the city's GIS map on my screen. Can I share my screen? I can show you where we're talking about.
yeah, go ahead.
This might answer the question. You see it yet?
Yep.
Okay, so 34 in the bottom of the page. So this is Ashwood Terrace. It's presented as a, it looks like it's a road, like similar to old Centennial Hill Road. You can see how the Maplewood condominium roads are, those are probably private roads, but these, unless some, it doesn't. You can click on a parcel and it tells you who owns that, but I'll double check it, but it looks like, according to the city's GIS information, that it is a city road. But we'll verify that when we do the surveyor is going to confirm all the property lines and ownership. So
Robert, are you saying there's condominiums on it now? You're showing
to the
Maplewood?
no 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 to the left of the page. There's, it's not on this parcel, just to the this is Maplewood condominium here, and their roadway looks to be grayed out and not presented the same way as city roads in this GIS. You can see how they pan along all the roadway, the city's right of ways are shown, you know, with these dark lines. So it looks like it's an app, but we'll definitely, Kelly, we'll definitely have the surveyor make sure that is confirmed as data.
Yeah,
So,
I just think it'd be safe, just better safe than sorry on that.
yeah,
I'll
I looked. There wasn't an easement for Ashwood Terrace, but I believe I did find evidence that it became a city road. That I think the city took control of it, but I don't remember Ed, did I send that to you when I sent that Excel spreadsheet?
You did. I don't remember if Ashwood was on there. I know we had
Wasn't on
reached out.
the spreadsheet, but I thought I had looked up if or when Ashwood was transferred. It might not have been. It might have been when Dirt. I think we needed to look at the meeting minutes for the city around that time because they were starting to they were taking control over a lot of the private roads
Yeah,
around
I
the
actually
same
have your
time.
email. I have your email right here. I'm taking a look at it now.
Okay.
So I took a look. There is a building permit for the sewer line on 4 Ashwood Terrace from 2015. I traced 10 Ashwood Terrace back to the Yocher deeds. And since Ashwood Terrace was a private road initially, that would explain why the city did not install public utilities when the houses were built. It's pretty much standard across Connecticut for subdivisions back in the 50s.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll dig into this a little bit more. And from the report I was referring to, it is May 15, 2003, a special meeting where the superintendent stated there's a problem on Ashwood Terrace, grease in the line, and the line is not constructed properly. They are rebuilding the line. They wanted to put in a manhole, but ran into gas and water lines and lead, so decided against it. Dale said it was marked out a number of years ago. And that was all that there was on it.
What's our so Mr. Tedeschi, we assign this. You get a survey crew out there. We do the surveys, take care of the easements that Mr. Curtis is talking about, to move this project forward, and this will take care of our phase 7.
Yes. And if it is not a public road, then we would get an easement so you have rights to go back in and own your city sanitary sewer. But I think we're going to hopefully confirm that it is now, like people were just saying, that it got converted to a city road at some point over the last 20 years, sounds like.
The reason I bring it up, Bob, because all those streets along there, Bob Miani, you would know this, up where Joe DeMichael built his house. I can't
Right.
imagine that being a city street. And then also the one that goes up behind the old head, the old
Well, Rockwell Place.
Rockwell Place, yes. I mean, there's no way those are considered city streets,
Those,
and that's why I question Ashwood Terrace.
know
But
Rock.
if we can,
I'm sorry, but Rockville was accepted as a city street, and
was it
at
really? Wow.
the time, it was all cesspools up on the end of it, and they hand dug this street, put in a sewer line and a water line. I
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
know, but back in those days, I guess that's the way they operated. And the city
Actually put
rules
the
there approved it. And
well, Rockwell Place, I put the water line up to through there, so I know what that's like up there. But
yep.
like I said, even over at Joe DeMichael's, I can't even imagine that being a city street. But
Yep.
they did crazier things back then.
A lot of
Yeah.
water over the dam, I guess. Can't do
I
much
will.
about it today, I guess, right?
No.
Other
It's a
than
little. It's a little toss. And like Mr. Abel was saying, we did run this past Corporation Council, and when he did a little research, he was under the impression that we owned it. So,
Yeah.
I would say that this is a good project, and Ashwood Terrace falls right under the auspice of the I&I removal project that we have to continually do. So, at this time, I will entertain a motion for phase 7 of the I&I removal project, wastewater collection system rehab. Does anybody want to make a motion to move this forward?
Motion.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passed. So, Mr. Tedeschi, I will sign those documents for you and email them back to you.
Thank you. Great.
Not a problem. Next thing is actually to adjourn. Just before we do that, for the members of this committee, I will be doing Mr. Abel's performance review. I will get that out to you earlier than the next meeting. So if you just keep an eye on your emails, I will send it off to you so that we can discuss it at the next meeting in executive session, and then move out of executive session to make a formal action on it. And that's all I have for tonight. So I hope everybody has a good weekend. And our next meeting is scheduled for July 15th at 6:30. I will hopefully see you all there. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make that motion
Oh, Mr. Miami,
adjourn.
all over that. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Hearing none. Good night, folks.
Night
Have a
all.
good
Good
4th of
night.
July and good luck with your recoup there, Charlie.
Thank you.
Yes. We'd
Good
like
luck.
to just want
The record
to
should reflect the meeting adjourned at 7:21 p.m. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
I just say one thing. Can you
Sure,
hear
Miss.
me?
Yes, we can.
What an education I received. Wow.
Well, we're doing the best educating ourselves too,
What
but
an unbelievable what you guys are going through. I never knew that all this existed. I figure you're just taking the waste and throwing it,
throwing it
prophecy
into
and throwing it into
the
the river. Oh my
No.
God. Learning
Yeah, there's
about red and green diesel. Wow.
a myriad of issues, Ms. Davis. But
I'll tell
count on
you.
my phone call tomorrow, okay, there?
Will do. Thank you much again.
Have a
Good
good
night.
night.
Good night, folks.
So long.
Good night.